Hey, what's going on, cats and kittens? Welcome to another episode of Uptown ENT Podcast. One half of the podcast, the Juggernaut here. Here as always with my main man, B.
What up, everybody? Missed you on Sunday, but we here on Monday because that's when the club go for real.
Yeah, we on that. Oh, wait a minute, what?
Hey. On a Monday, it's your girl in the club and she. Hey, wait a minute. First of all, man, how you feel about? Huh?
Are you intentionally saying Monday? Because you know he said Tuesday in the song, right? Yeah, it's okay. Monday. I get it. We on rain delay. I get it.
We all know Matt. What's his name? Matt Conan.
Yeah, I love McConan.
We know that dude gay. But it's just like, can you like follow songs when the dude, I mean, you know he gay, but he talking about a girl. He was like, this ain't true.
Well, like with Lil Nas X. Because he even said in Old Town Road, he was talking about some cheated on my baby. You can go and ask her.
Shit, nowadays, they might be trans. I don't know.
God, hey. So, everybody.
You know, that wasn't no insult. I'm just saying, like, nowadays, you don't know who people identifying as, so.
I just didn't want nobody to get mad at us. At least not yet.
I'm just saying, like, it's just, I don't know. If I don't roll it, well, I can't be singing a song like that. I don't know. That's y'all, but whatever.
Well, they probably just know that people ain't gonna accept it if they come out and be talking about, like, what they be doing with dudes and stuff. Because same thing with Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean used to always sing songs about girls, and I think he did make a song talking about, like, dudes, and yeah, a lot of people said it took them out of the mood.
I think you should let people in from the beginning instead of lying. I don't know. Like, hide behind the scenes and then come out like, oh man, you should have just said that from the jump.
On one hand, I guess, but on the other hand, I'm kind of like, I mean, I don't care. Ain't nobody sleeping with me. But I feel where you're going. I can't say I'm like, you know, all in on the sentiment though.
I got you.
Yeah. Hey, so we ain't got no emails, and fuck y'all for not sending emails, except my guy Will, because Will, you my boy, I fuck with you.
He has some stuff to take care of. Like, both of y'all cats was out of town this weekend doing stuff.
Man. And we might have another issue next week with the show being preemptive, because this coming weekend is my son's birthday. He turned 12 this weekend. So I'm going to be ripping and running all around town for birthday celebrations this weekend. So I cannot promise that I will be stationary long enough to do anything. But we'll see. Yeah. So I got a rant. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Hey, man, I got to say something. And I ain't trying to single out no particular segment of people, but single black women, most importantly, single black women, middle-aged black women, y'all need to quit begging so goddamn much. And on top of that, y'all need to quit telling everybody y'all goddamn business at work. Case in point, I work with this lady, and she like a couple years older than me. She like 3 years older than me, 3-4 years older than me. This bitch be begging so much. And what make me so mad is what I be wanting to take her for, because you know all the white people in the office be talking about her behind her back. I be wanting to take her for, but I just be sitting back and don't even say nothing. Cause I be like, you know what? They right.
You fall John. So when they say it, when they talk about it, I'm like, wait a minute, man. Sit back and listen.
Hey, I mean, that's what I do with everything in the office. Whenever they start talking about somebody behind their back, no matter who they are, I usually just sit there and just listen, or I'll probably just get up and walk off. I don't never jump in, because they'll be ran back and talk what my black ass said.
Hey, that's why I'd be like, I sit there and smirk and laugh. Like, ha, ha, ha.
Nigga, I don't even want to laugh, man, because they'll be like, yeah, he was up there laughing.
Hey, I'll be the motherfucker to be like, I laughed. You probably laughed when they said something about me. Shit was funny. But I ain't say no words about you. They ain't got nothing to do with me. If I'm a lag, shit tickled me. Shit, I'm sorry.
That shit tickled. You too damn big to be getting tickled. Oh man, but okay, so this young lady, so she works with me and everything. She your typical hood chick or whatever, always loud, eyes always big and stuff, always talking about who she gonna go off on and everything. But she be at work giving up all her goddamn business, be telling people about her kids. So she got some telling people about she got some badass kids, telling people about she got this going on, and she got all these renovations at her house going on and stuff like that. She be like, yeah, I saw a squirrel run through my house the other day because I ain't got no roof. But then she went to go buy a Maserati recently. Granted, it was a used Maserati, but still a used Maserati still gonna be hitting you for about like 40-50K. I ain't care because it ain't none of my goddamn business. She ain't asking me for no money. But people, you know, white people in the office running around talking about, how the fuck she gonna buy a goddamn Maserati? And that bitch was asking me to pay for her lunch last week.
Oh.
And I was like, man, I had to bite my tongue because I was like, you know what? I get so motherfucking tired of these goddamn begging ass single black women. I ain't saying white women don't do it too, but I know a rack of black women who are single, or they probably act like they single, and they be begging their ass off. First of all, why you begging somebody that you ain't fucking? Because I'm pretty sure you got a couple niggas who you fucking. You make them niggas start giving you some money for the pussy. Quit fucking for free. You sitting on the gold mine. Well, maybe an oil well, something. Shit, quit fucking for free. But, do you encounter that at your office too, man? Black women going around begging for shit?
They low-key beg, but they don't.
Man,
I buy me lunch.
Man, them motherfuckers be on that. I won't. Well, she do. I ain't gonna say everybody, but she be on that. I won't. Can I have? Like, I didn't witness her. I didn't witness her ask some people if they wanted to go to the break room with her and then get up in there and then be like, hey, can you buy these for me? And I'd just be shaking my head. I'd be like, boy. And them white dudes be falling for it too. But then I'd be like, Slim, they turn around and then they talking about you behind your back. Like, are you okay with that?
Like, my thing is, okay, they got some type of conscience to where, like, it's forcing, like, it's a trigger in their brain, is making them buy this stuff for, and then they just want to vent afterwards. Is that what it is? Like, damn.
I guess so, but you know what, though? A lot of them seem like, because apparently it's multiple dudes that she didn't, you know, tricked off to it and got, like, money from her. Just, you know, like, hey, let me get some money for lunch, or let me get some money to buy these bag of chips. Like, nothing, like, major, but a lot of people been kind of like, how the fuck you gonna buy? I think that car is what took it over the top, because a lot of people been like, how the fuck you gonna go buy a fucking Maserati, but your ass always asking me for money, asking me, can you help me do this? Can you help me do that? And talking about you got squirrels and rats and shit running through your goddamn house because you ain't got no roof, but you gonna go buy a fucking Maserati.
Sure they ain't got no roof.
Hey, man, that shit remind me of, like, what E-40 say? E-40 say on that Players Ball with Too Short, he said, don't buy a $95,000 car before you buy a house. And that shit is real, because a lot of y'all motherfuckers be buying these expensive-ass cars, like when Chargers first came out and every nigga had one.
Buying these cars and no bed to sleep on, huh?
Dog, still living with your motherfucking mama, buying this $40,000-$50,000 car. Man, fuck you. And you expect somebody to feel sorry for you? Bitch, please.
Oh, yeah, your gas, high, everything. You ain't got no stable job, man. Fuck up out of here.
Get the fuck up out of here, nigga. You got to fight with your little brother over who get to use the goddamn bedroom to have company this weekend.
Hey, go play your Xbox or something.
Right. Come on, man. I'm supposed to have a room this weekend.
Well, your little brother don't care what you doing.
Man.
First of all.
It just bothers me, man.
Why she buy a Maserati in Missouri?
Because apparently that was her dream car, and she You know, I mean, we all got dream cars or whatever. I got dream cars, but guess what? I will probably never end up buying any of my dream cars just because they cost so much money, and I don't ever think I'd be in a well-off position, even after I get this goddamn house paid off. Like, maybe I might buy it as a retirement gift when I'm old and decrepit.
But a Maserati is a somebody's dream, boy. She got small dreams. I'd have went for a Porsche or something.
She fuck
almost
with
the same
small
as your
town
price.
niggas. I got bigger dreams.
That Porsche almost around the same price. Used one.
Dog, and I think she and they was also telling me too. She had told somebody because when she came back, because she went to go get the car like apparently on lunch, and somebody was telling me when she came back, she was like, "Yeah." They told me I gotta put $1,000 down. I told them I go ahead and get them in a week. I don't know where I'm gonna come up with that money at. I was like, "No." When they told me that, I said, "This bitch
A
rap."
thousand. That's it.
That was, hey man, that's what this motherfucker was telling everybody else. But you know, you can't depend on motherfuckers' numbers because you know motherfuckers be trying to stunt.
I mean, if she was really desperate for that, all she gotta do is take out a hardship loan and pay that shit off.
Man, that's assuming she ain't already taken out one because, like, I do know that she been doing construction on her house for like 3 years or something like that. I don't know what the hell she doing to the goddamn house, but.
Man, she sound like she like Jerry Riggins. She didn't hire some hood contractor. He just taking his sweet little time.
Well, that plays
taking the
into
money.
my next part of it. Her
Uh-oh.
ex-boyfriend, yeah, her ex-boyfriend, well, ex-living dude, it was actually the contractor, and she was just stringing him along and trying to go ahead and get him to do the work without having to pay him just by buying the parts. And still give him a little pussy every now and then. And then apparently, she just got tired of him and broke up with him. And now she's sitting up looking stupid because she's like, oh, I gotta actually pay somebody for a contractor now.
She couldn't wait until she was done, until he was done. Dang.
Oh, no, man. Oh, no. Look, man. I heard the motherfucker say they've been married a couple times and shit like that, and they just niggas be in and out and shit all the time. That tells me that you might have some trash ass pussy. Cause I mean, and don't I know I say bitch a lot on this show, but a bitch with some good pussy gonna keep a man.
Right, I ain't letting that go.
I'm saying.
Never gonna let you go. Can I get a good night kiss? Oh, hi, Rigo. You know, I didn't butcher the song. It's all good, y'all.
What you talking about? You talking about that Blackstreet song? Yeah. You. I think you combined like two
That's
Blackstreet
what OG. Oh, man.
songs. Man, it's just, man, like I would have more respect for you if you was like dry begging and kind of like, and by dry begging, I mean like not coming out and being like, asking everybody for stuff. Or if you was just like somebody would say something, you know how people do sometimes. You'd be like, they ask you, like, hey, what you going to go eat for lunch? And you'd be like, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and run up over here. I'm gonna hit this spot. Whoa, 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 whoa. They'd be like, oh, damn, I wish I can get me something to eat from there. Like, that's dry begging, because then they want you to offer. They expect for you to offer. Like, okay, well, since I'm going, what you want?
I'm ignorant. I'd be like, I don't even know you like that.
Man, I get off on telling people no. I love telling niggas no. I love just to see the look on their face.
I mean, like, no, I'll be telling people where I'll be going to eat after Dodge be dead.
Mean, I'll say something if you catch me like when I'm leaving or something like that, I'll be like, yeah, and then I go ahead and be gone. And then, man, I'd have had so many motherfuckers mad at me because I come back. And they'd be like, damn, so you really just want to go ask me? And I'm like, when I first started at the company we work at, and motherfuckers be like, damn, you want to go ask me? And I'm like, fuck not. What the fuck am I asking you for? You got a nigga. And I would just say just like that. And they would be so mad. And the person who always asks me is, the person we know who got some ass implants.
Oh.
Dude, she was like prime Biggie Bundy back then. And she would always, I don't know if I just had a trick or sucker written on my forehead because I was nice, but I would just constantly like be telling her no. And she'd be coming over this, what you got over her to eat, Stevie B? I'm like, I ain't got shit. I'm like, I got the food I brought for me.
No. Sweet talking, you calling me these nicknames and stuff. So
oh, you? She would stay trying to sweet talk her nigga or whatever. But guess what though? Nigga got some head in the parking lot back then. And I ain't pay for shit. And you can't sue me because I ain't say your name. Boom.
Whatever happened to that person?
They left and went and got another job, but they refused to say on Facebook what job it is, which tells me they stripping or they out doing some high class hoeing.
Because they got the plants in.
Dog, that motherfucking ass is so stupid, and it's so big and stupid. And she was acting like that joint was real. Like you, come on now. We didn't know you. I know her for at least 10 years, and she ain't never had that. And then she just go on a fucking trip to Mexico and come back with it, and we just like, motherfucker, I know what I saw.
Did she even go to Mexico, or she just went to a doctor in Mexico?
No, she went. No, man, she gonna be one of the bitches that's gonna be on one of them tell all stories of like her ass sheet gonna explode from that fucking Fix-A-Flat in there.
Fix-A-Flat.
Because I refuse to believe she had enough money to do that when she was getting her car repoed on the gig. I saw that happen a couple times, but I digress.
Yeah, I'll be trying to figure out who it be. I see the little tow man dude come up there. I'm like, oh, shit. And you know, I'm, you be getting, and then you get scared like, damn.
Did I pay my shit?
Right. He like, damn, don't get me. Ooh, it ain't me. Even though I was like, damn, I don't know why I was scared. I paid that.
Don't you got to be like behind like 2-3 months or something for them to come and get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be behind. You got to be behind for a few. So at that point, yeah, they do need to come get your shit. You ain't paid us 3 months.
They give you, they push two payments behind. So they don't, because they don't want to come repo because that costs them money because they know you ain't going to pay that after the other fee because you ain't got the car no more.
Yeah, because they just be trying to eat the call. They just be eating the cost then if they just repo it for whatever the rest of the loan was for.
Right. I had that G6 at the time. This shit was brand new. I had to own nothing else, but still.
Damn. But yeah, man.
I left far behind. You ain't made exactly no payments, but I ain't had no job, so.
Right. You lost your job right after you got it?
Yeah.
Was that when you worked at a city?
Yep.
Hey, do you want to tell the people that story about when you got fired from there?
Man, that was, I ain't finna dwell on that. Hey, you know what, man? Look, listen, because I was mad that I got fired from there too. And to this day, I don't know why I was mad. I mean, the pay was like trash compared to like GameStop. I was making more money at GameStop than I did at City.
Dog, that story was legendary.
Let's just tell you something. They set me up for failure, man. That's all it was. I which is good because now I can tell the signs at another workplace. I just...
Yeah, that is. That's one of the benefits of getting older and having worked a few jobs and stuff so you can kind of like see. But like we talked about, like how you just know, like you can't really be friends with these motherfuckers on this job.
Mm-hmm.
Because they be trying to turn it around on you and shit. And when you legit just being like a good natured person.
And I got a smart mouth. That's just me. I be telling everybody, man, don't take me seriously. But yeah, some people gonna hold it against you when they go to the top. Like, oh yeah, he said this and this and this and this and that. I'm like, man,
I ain't took you serious in 25 years. Why am I gonna start now?
Right, I'll just be saying some off the wall shit for no reason. I'll just be trying to get a reaction out of something. My mind be bored, and when my mind get bored, I'll just be saying some bullshit. I'll just be like, man, this motherfucker. I'll be talking about people, but I don't be meaning that shit.
Yeah,
I just be saying it just because I'm like, I don't know, man. I talked about you, but I really for real didn't mean that shit. I don't dislike you. I be telling people that I'm like, I don't dislike you. I'm an asshole. I'm ignorant. Jamie, shit, my wife would tell you.
Oh, we know.
I'm just straight asshole. Just sometimes, just for no reason, I'll be like, okay, I'm like the little Sour Patch Kids, man. I'll be like,
hey, go ahead.
I might trip you somewhere, but it was just funny. I just thought it was funny. Go ahead and trip me back. And some of the people at work like it, man. Maybe I'm like, then the people I talk to, because I'm like, okay, he get offended. I mean, I could say, I could talk to this person. They cool. I think that's how I found, like that type. I don't know.
You know, the type of people who I don't like on the job, though, people who, and just people who are like this in real life, people who say anything that come to their mind and they just put on the disguise of like they're joking, or they just be like, well, I'm just real. I say what's on my mind. But the moment you say something back to them, they all up in arms and offended.
Yeah, they start crying. They feelings hurt. I'm like, I thought you was like, you said that you was this type of person. You was Roddy Roddy and Body Body and all this other shit, man. All
right, Conan.
Hey, you was cold. You was talking to me. I'm like, oh, I can say whatever. And then now your feelings hurt? What happened?
Now, are these women usually... are they usually women?
It's mostly some women, some men.
Hey, can't... You know what? It is a bunch of bitch-ass dudes running around here.
I don't get it.
It is a bunch of bitch ass dudes. They be coming with that rah rah, or they be trying to like joke on you and crack on you and shit like that. Be trying to make a scene. Then when you say something, you wrong.
Yeah.
You say something, you wrong, and they be like, you only had to say all that. Or they. I remember one nigga trying to raise up on me for that, man. I was like, dog, you really gonna fight me just because I tried, just because I cracked on you better than you cracked on me? I was like, but if you want to fight, we can.
I don't even like make fun of dudes like that. I just be saying like I don't even make fun of like their appearance or nothing. I might say something sarcastic, and then that'd be it.
Man, but yeah. my thing is though, like I mean, me and you, like I said, me and you been friends, you know what I'm saying, for over two decades or whatever. So I mean, we have our times where we'll just joke on each other. I mean, we like brothers. Like I know it's plenty of times I didn't just message you out the blue and be like, hey nigga, you ugly. Just because I'm bored. And then, you know what I'm saying? But it don't be no hard feelings. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, I mean, if that's your guy, that's your boy or whatever, like, y'all should be able to crack on each other or in your circle of friends.
That's where we came from, though. Like Hazelwood East. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm. But that was just a thing back then or whatever. Like, that was how you knew you was one of the crew. Like, everybody in the crew got it at some point. It was just like, it might just be your turn. You came to school with some fucked up shit on. You came to school with some sugar cookies on, nigga. We about to cut your ass all day, but that don't mean that we still like boys. Like, we ain't gonna let nobody else talk about you.
Right. And I for real don't even Jones y'all no more, because that shit like died to me in high school.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'll let somebody Jones on me. I'll sit there and laugh like, oh, that shit was funny.
You can't be no adult Jones, man, unless you like a family function or something. And you got to start Jones your drunk ass uncle out because he pissed you off.
Like, I can't for real even like diss like that. No, I'm like, man, we sound like some dumbasses in here trying to Jones.
Hey, yeah, we do be sounding hella immature.
I be jumping, sometimes I wear some clothes and, like, one of the soups to say something, I'll be looking down, I'm like, man, so what? And I'll joke back. I mean, we take our turns.
Yeah. That's the best thing. You know what? A lot of times, if I don't say anything back to you, it's because I know me not saying anything back to you is going to make you even more mad, because I just be like, man, you ain't a real person. You don't deserve a response. Motherfuckers be mad as shit.
Right.
Man. Oh, man. I feel lighter after that, man. Good shit, man. Hold on, I gotta go through my notes, because I think I had me a little starlet. Starlet of the week.
Oh?
I think I had me one.
Looking for that, man. I've been on like a Metallica kick.
For real?
All else, we, yeah. You know, Metallica, that's back in the day where you, it wasn't nothing but guitar riffs, first 3 minutes, 4 minutes of the song before they even start singing.
Mm-hmm.
I was be sitting there jamming like, yeah, they going in.
Man, I remember I picked up that, what is that, Saint Elsewhere? I picked up that that album. That album went, and motherfuckers was looking at me kind of stupid when I walked up I walked up in the little store, the CD store. I think it was at Sam Goody. Show you how old my ass is.
Oh, when they had the CDs in that little white plastic thing, they had to break off?
Yeah. I went up at Sam Goody and got that joint, man. They was like, I was like, hey, man, where the new Metallica at? They was like, it's right up over there, right up over there. They was like looking at me like, what the fuck this nigga doing?
Like,
mommy. Like, man, hey, I ain't got no porn star of the week technically. Well, you know what? I do got a porn star of the week. Tiana Trump.
Tiana Trump?
Tiana Trump, dog. Tiana, hey, dog. She light skinned. She light skinned did it. Man, but you know what? They ain't even, you know, what made me look at her movies. It's just the fact that she young and she just be going forward. She be doing whatever, man. And that shit be like, that shit be getting me. I be like, yeah, do some more. Yeah.
Do some more.
I be like, yeah, do that again. But yeah, man, that Tiana Trump pretty good, man. She got a, you know, matter of fact, I think she ain't retired from porn, but she had stopped doing it for a minute because she went to jail. She had a drug charge on her. That lets you know she real.
Oh, yeah, she a real one.
She had a drug charge on her, dog, but yeah, man, she be giving it up, man. I can appreciate that. I mean, all these chicks give it up, but all of them don't, you know, be actually looking like they enjoy giving it up.
Like I told you, that stuff be hard to watch, and especially when they it just look dry. Like,
dog.
Y'all constantly spitting on each other, like.
Man, you gotta spit start the pussy.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. I'm like, damn, it's already in there, and they just spit down. I'm like, damn, like hell no. And then I don't know. I don't understand them stars, man. This new age. Have you been watching Wildin' Out at all? Oh, looks like his mic cut out.
Sorry. Hey, who they got on there?
You know, you told me about R-Truth, so I just been recording them. Yeah. And that one pic I showed you. Mm-hmm. Whatever, he snatched that dude weave off.
Yeah.
Dog, I about died. I can't believe this cat walked up here and he chased him all the way to the back stage because he ran off with his weave.
Nigga, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What they got to do with porn stars?
Your mic cut off. I switched subjects. I thought I had to go solo.
Hey, I was confused. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was about to go with him. Like, well, I'll wait till you come back.
You was about to be like, now I'm about to talk about the shit I want to talk about. Enough of that, nigga. Now it's my time to shine. Is Cassidy and them still up on there? Hitman Holler and Charlie Clips, they still on there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's his name back though?
Who?
Chico, not Chico. What is his name? The other cat. They be on 85 South.
DC?
No, the other dark skinned cat.
Oh, Carlos? Carlos?
Carlos, yeah.
Carlos had left? Damn, I'm way behind. Because I didn't know he had left.
He got fired.
For real?
Yeah. He even came back to the show with a shirt that said, they tried to fire me, but I quit. And Nick Cannon hired him back. He's like, folks fired me.
Them motherfuckers, like, they setting, like, new records, though, for them, like, especially, like, Chico and them, because they've been on there for a grip. You know, first Nick Cannon was getting folks up out of there.
Man, he need them. Like, they set the show. Like, Chico, Carlos, Justina Valentine. And then she got bars.
Yeah, she do. Hey, ain't she a battle rapper, too?
I think so, but she got all barred by light-skinned Keisha.
Hey, is that why you was talking about light-skinned Keisha that one day? Was talking about how she talk about she sound funny.
The song she got out.
Which one? Which one? That new song? On fire, young Keisha. I'm on fire. You better believe that.
Yeah. Have you seen what she look like?
I see what she look like, dog. Yeah, I don't think I want to, dog.
She got light-skinned, dog. She got on light-skinned makeup.
That's... So, hey, I'm call me what you want, but that song kind of jammed, dog. I don't know if it's because they flipped that back that ass up beat, but she be on there talking that shit.
I mean, she got bars, but, like, I can't do the voice. Like her voices just don't match her face when she was rapping that.
She said she was like, bitch, roll up on you asking where the weed is. I was like, I said, hold on now. Let me look her. Oh, damn, she. Oh, well, I mean, she ain't my speed, but I'm sure somebody will like her.
She ain't light skinned, right? She wearing light skinned makeup.
I guess. Dawg, she kind of, you know what? She kind of looked like old girl back when she was younger. When she was on Disney Channel. What's her name? Cheyenne McBride. Kyla Pratt. No, Cheyenne McBride. The one who on Black Lightning, who played the youngest daughter. Cause remember, she got a fake for her.
You talking about she darker than her.
I mean, I'm talking about like in facial features. She kind of favor her. Damn, so this is what she looked like, huh? Hey. Okay, well, good for her.
She thick too. Nice skin.
I just see face shots. I'm about to look up since I'm looking at female rappers, and we can use this as springboard into our next segment. I'm about to look up that sweetie or salty saw et.
The hell is that?
Sweetie, I think her name is pronounced sweetie, but it spells salty. She got that song. That's my type. That's my type.
I ain't heard that weird shit.
Hey man, that shit. I ain't got my phone on me, dog. Gosh, but it's SAWEETIE. But I think she pronounces it sweetie, which I'm like, dude, is the A silent? Like, I'm acting like you with them G's. Can an A be silent, though?
No.
I could have sworn this motherfucker said her name was sweetie. Right. Oh man. Hey, but why you looking that up? So, Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, you talking about the female rappers?
Oh yeah, dog. What I'm trying to figure out though is, cause it maybe I ain't heard the whole interview, but I listened to a good chunk of it. And he ain't say nothing about when he was on there ranting about female rappers about how they all say the same stuff and stuff.
They not.
How come he ain't say nothing about the brand or whatever? Or was he just specifically talking about new rappers?
He talking about rappers, they not doing no, they just making stripper music. That's what he was saying. Like all of them talking about stripping.
So is he just talking about the new ones, or was he talking about like as a whole, like since the beginning of time? Oh, okay. Well, that kind of makes sense.
Cardi B, you know, she came out on Instagram. She was like, well, that's what the fans want to hear. When she tried to do something different.
But Cardi came out and had named a couple of female rappers that don't do their like Rhapsody and stuff like that. Like Rhapsody, yeah, we bar niggas up. So I was like, damn, like, and that sounds bad for JD to say that, considering the fact that he's a fucking music mogul. So that just shows how out of touch he is.
Right. You should know that, like, yeah, Cardi B was right. The fans, that's what they want to hear. Because when she tried to rap about something else, they weren't having it.
Oh, no, they wouldn't. Nigga, don't nobody want to hear no mature Cardi B record.
I was like, I don't even care. She bad. I'm going to listen.
That's what you're basing it off of.
I mean, they got the lyrics too, but still.
Hey, dog. You know what, though? I listen to anything. I listen to any kind of genre of music. Like, if that flow good, I listen. Like I said, that's why I was like, hey, man, that light-skinned Keisha song, all right, man. I think that's the first song of hers I heard. But I'm like, all right, you riding that beat good? You talking that shit? I fuck with it. Even though I know you ain't make the song for me and you ain't going to catch me, like, rapping in this shit because she be talking about, you know, dripping
up dicks. That's what he want. I think that's what JD talking about. He want a song he can rap to.
Nigga, what the fuck? Hey, man.
When you in a car, you feel comfortable rapping. You ain't trying to rap like, oh, I sat on this dick, blah, 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 and did these split. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
You got a point.
You can't rap it. Like all you can do with Megan Thee Stallion is just listen to the song. Sometimes you want to sing along, too, like, but you can't.
Hey, speaking of her, so... like speaking of, you know, she can rap and all that, but I mean, I don't know if she's currently dating anybody, but just think about how hard it probably would be. It might be for some people, if you ain't confident, because you got to be super confident to date a female rapper, especially a good looking one, because you know these niggas gonna be getting up on the songs and talking about they fucking her and shit like that or whatever, and just talking crazy.
You know she would, I think she would Moneybagg Yo.
Oh, for real? Oh, shit. Oh, well, she gonna come up dead.
You see her all in his Instagram photos, and they be talking about it. Like, yeah.
Oh, well, hey, as long as she still be on them stories popping it, she could be with whoever she want to be with.
Right. I ain't gonna never get with her, so yeah, shake that ass. Shake that ass. Shake that, yeah.
All right. You know, a lot of new music had dropped recently. Don't hate, dog, but Machine Gun Kelly dropped something last week, dog, and that joint all right.
Man, look.
You know what? Before you trash it, just go in and give it an honest list and give it a once through. That's all I ask.
I listened to a couple songs. I'm like, he trying.
Oh, he got some nerve trying.
He trying. But I mean, you got BG Easy CD first.
Man, I think he already beat G Easy CD because I ain't really a G Easy fan. G Easy sound good like on tracks where he got other people on it with him. Like, you ask G-Eazy to carry a song by himself, he kind of getting exposed.
You sure?
Because, I mean, that's my opinion. Music is subjective, so, you know, yeah. I mean, if you tell me I'm wrong, then I ain't gonna argue with you.
I mean, he be barring cats up on some of his songs. I think he need to write songs for him. I heard one of his, I don't know if it's a CD or his mixtape, he was jamming.
And that might be, maybe I need to get into his mixtapes because I forget that these motherfuckers still release mixtapes or they can release mixtapes.
I don't even know if it's a mixtape or an album these days because they got full names and production value to it.
Yeah, right. It ain't like back in the day where them joints were mixed and mastered. They was distorted sounding. They sound like Shine calling in from prison rapping on the phone.
Dissing 50 Cent, man, get your punk ass out of you in jail.
Hey, man, I heard, I forgot that dude recorded a whole album from jail, like, through the phone, and they tried to release it, and Shine Ford would be, like, the biggest thing coming back, that Godfather buried alive. And I was listening to that Usher Confessions, the remix, And I forgot Shine was on that joint. And then it's like, we have a collect call. And then Usher's like, yeah, I accept. And then Shine came on to start rapping. And I almost threw my damn phone. I
Getting
was like, man,
collect call rap song.
they really was letting this nigga like do rap songs by the phone.
Man, the prison paid for that. He probably took all his money.
Man, well, I think while he was in jail, Def Jam had signed him to that contract, and they was like, yeah, nigga, we want our album now, because it wasn't looking like he was gonna ever get out.
Is he still in jail?
Nah, he out now, but I think he went back to where he from, Belize or something like that. I think he went back over
Oh, he was a foreign cat.
there. Yeah, last time I saw Sean, he was dressed like a goddamn rabbi or some shit. I was like, what the fuck going on here?
He one of them boring and religionless people.
Yeah, I guess, man. Oh, did you listen to that Big Crit album?
Not yet. I saw this on my playlist.
Man, like, I mean, so I'm gonna go ahead and just say this, dude. If you were expecting like a Big Crit album, like his first ones or whatever, which Crit always been dropping knowledge, but it ain't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it's like Hotep. But you know he preaching, you know he preaching, but he still giving you them knocking southern beats, and he just dropping a little knowledge on you. But he dropping like some, you know, he still with the shit though. He still with the ignorant shit from time to time. So it's kind of like Killer Mike.
Yeah,
Yeah.
might have to check it out. That's just
That
Brian music. Okay.
Freddie Gibbs and Madlib dropped the album. That joint bang.
Oh, I need to get that.
Yeah, that joint bang. The Black Keys. If you want something that's non-hip hop related, the Black Keys. They dropped another album. That rock soul. That joint. I mean, the Black Keys always put out good music. So if y'all looking for something that's outside of the realm of hip hop and soul music, of course Chris Brown dropped that Indigo.
Yeah, spin around one time for Chris Brown.
Hey man.
That shit
So,
go. Come on. I know you listen to it. It ain't no R&B CD though. There's a couple of songs on there, but
right. No,
he
no, no.
getting deep. He throwing it down.
I ain't even gonna hate on Chris Brown. I was gonna talk about that. I was gonna talk about that controversy he got wrapped up in though, because you know Chris Brown stayed with the controversy.
Which one?
Dog, I forget what the name of that song was, but when he came on, was talking about black bitches.
Oh shit, it came back up, huh? Oh yeah.
Did I
He
just
just
say, did that
passed
shit ever go away?
I want this light skin chick over here, this Peruvian or whatever. Oh yeah.
But this right here just shows me, I mean, and I've talked about it on here before, and we didn't talk about it personally, but my number one thing when people make different rules for folks who they like, or if they don't like somebody, then all of a sudden they want to become Captain Save-A-Ho. Because they got they jumped on Chris Brown for saying that, but I'm like, dog, how many motherfucking rappers throughout the history of rap been fantasizing and idolizing these light skinned chicks and rapping about it? Y'all ain't never said nothing. Like, I mean, when Young Money put out that compilation and Wayne came on talking about like a long hair, thick red bone, and that's all he used to talk about was red bones or whatever. I saw black chicks singing about it.
I'm like, bitch, you ain't red bone. Fuck you
But
dancing.
they like Wayne though, but they ain't like Chris Brown. They don't like Chris Brown for whatever. Which granted, you know, Chris Brown do he be having some shit with him or whatever. But
That's because he a womanizer. That's why.
dog, if you ain't gonna call it out for one, don't call it out for the other one. That's all I'm saying. Keep like just stay consistent.
They can't keep a 100.
I hate that too, and that shit be making me so motherfucking mad. I be like, that shit make my ass itch. I be getting so motherfucking hot, dog. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, but that was that was new music, man. New music out here.
And I'm up here listening to old rock music, metal. Had to get back
Yeah.
to this music. I had to. Get my Metallica. I was like, let me pop in some Metallica. I ain't listen to them in a minute.
Oh, we got some sports to hit, dog.
Man.
This gonna be my second rant of the show.
Basketball season ended, but man, the shit talking is still kicking now.
I can't. You know what? And I was trying to be like, nope. I was trying to be like, nope, I ain't doing it. I ain't even gonna go ahead and mess with these dudes. But the amount of people I done seen just like poo-poo the Rockets trading for Russell Westbrook and just act like, oh, they trash. That don't matter. First of all, dog, y'all gonna quit acting like Westbrook ain't still out here banging on motherfuckers and slashing to the hole. Like, is he the greatest three-point shooter? No, he ain't even a serviceable three-point shooter. But I think people forgetting the fact of Russell Westbrook is 3 or 4 years younger than Chris Paul. And we saw Chris Paul last year. CP3 is fucking done. Like, put a fork in that nigga. He done. And I think you get Russ out there with James in the backcourt, and then you still got Clint Capella, which basically you Clint can get back to what he do best, which is going ahead and running them screens, running that pick and roll, and just going up catching lobs. And if Harden or Russ miss, go ahead and grab their rebound and kick it back out. Now, and people like, oh, well, how are they gonna play together with each other? Dog, do you not remember they played together in OKC together just fine?
Right.
So what the hell are you talking about? And let's not forget the fact of these dudes have known each other since they was like 10 years old. They both grew up in Compton and have been playing basketball together since they was 10. They know how to play with each other. Pause.
How about we let the season start and then we figure it out? And we gotta come on. Let's give it a break.
Motherfucker, man, everybody, and that's my biggest thing, because I'm like, dog, normally, because, you know, that's normally my thing. I'm like, dog, let's just wait for the season to start, and then we'll go ahead and sort all this out now. Like, y'all talking about a team on paper, or what they going to be like in 2K, but let's see how they actually play together. But the way that I've been seeing people just, like, trashing this move, I'm like, come on, dog. I'm like, dude, it was a good move or whatever, because that was the only way they was going to move that Chris Paul contract, was to trade him for another big contract. And they got younger. And then on top of that, like, just think about the fact of when James ain't going to have to go ahead and play as much, because James can come out of the game, because then Russ can get up in there. And, you know, Russ going to get busy. Russ plays defense. He a dog on defense. And with James not having to exert as much energy with going out there and constantly having to score 35 plus a game, we might actually be able to see James Harden actually play a little bit more defense. And then on top of that, he might actually still have some energy and some tread left on the tires come playoff times. Because that's when these niggas been just like sputtering out, because James be wore out come playoff time.
Yeah, it's always Golden State too.
Always, man.
Hey. You get tired on this game, man. Come on.
Hey, you know what though? That's nothing too. People try to go ahead and poo-poo Golden State. Like, they signed D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell pretty good. And he ain't no Klay Thompson, but he gonna be serviceable. With Steph and Klay. I mean, Steph and D'Angelo in their backcourt running mates. And then with Klay, I think Klay's supposed to come back like maybe like a little bit after the All-Star break next season. Klay come back, and Klay, you know, that shooting motion still good. And then you move D'Angelo to the bench, or maybe have him play like a smaller forward. I mean, that could work too. I ain't about to count out Golden State, because I didn't see motherfuckers throw dirt on their grave too many times, and then they start coming out there and shooting all them damn threes and dancing.
It's fucking raining threes, like, come on, man.
Dog, that shit be so fucking frustrating to watch.
Hey, I'm playing 2K. They overall probably like 100%.
Yeah.
Nah, y'all bang. Y'all can't play with Golden State.
Dog, man, playing. Hey. Go ahead.
And that's the reason why they put that fucking shoot meter in there, is because of Golden State. Like, their overall team, like, you can't be shooting on these damn threes, and they just going in. They got to go in.
Dog, playing against Golden State on 2K, and especially because I be playing on I play on Hall of Fame. Dog, that bitch should be so fucked. Man, even if you switch that shit to rookie, because I switched that shit to rookie just to see, dog, unless you mess with them sliders, even if you have the sliders all like, factory set and they all at 50, Golden State still be coming down clipping threes. Like Steph be hitting them motherfuckers from half court. I be like, what the fuck?
Oh, you out there balling on 2K Hall of Fame mode? Okay.
Oh yeah, man. I'll be jumping online every now and then. I don't know. I might go ahead and give y'all my username, my screen name, in case y'all want to go ahead and play. But y'all got one time to cuss at me or say something crazy about me that I'm blocking y'all.
You play Madden too?
You know what? Nah, I didn't got out of Madden. I mean, I'll play it like with my son. But I don't really play Madden like I used to. I think I might get back into it because, I mean, I'm still good enough where I can beat him. But them games be getting closer and closer.
Yeah, he getting better. His hand-eye coordination.
Dog, hey, he almost ran me out the gym in 2K. Dog, I had to do some sneaky shit. I had to get up and turn the game off.
He's like, no.
I was like, nah, wait. I was like, take your ass to bed. He was like, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, boy, don't fucking argue with me.
Night, night.
You ever go night, night?
Your ass be up playing these damn games all night. That's why you so good at them, motherfucker. Oh, shit. Hey, J.R. Smith, J.R. Smith got cut by the Cavaliers, dog, but they said that he is probably not gonna sign with the Los Angeles Lakers.
I don't think LeBron will end.
Dog, LeBron don't fuck with that. Jeff, I'm just about to say.
He can't come here. You go the wrong way again, little punk ass dude.
Hey man, that motherfucking meme of LeBron looking at JR like, nigga, what the
You going the wrong way.
Oh, did you hear about he was gonna switch his number to number 6 again? Cause he was gonna get Anthony Davis number 23, but then Nike told him that he couldn't do it.
Yep, he can't because of the shoe. And everybody got a shoe to say 23 on it. People don't like rebuying jerseys like that.
Yeah, Nike said they would just have to go ahead and just burn the jerseys, the 23 jerseys. They was like, nah, dog, you would have to. I think they said he had to tell them, like he had to give them like a 60-day notice or something like that. And yeah, that was it right there. I was like, dog. I was like, damn, dog. You know, I thought he was gonna be trying to turn back the hands of time.
I ain't trying to have a shooter say 23 and then one to say 6. No.
Six to 23.
Man, fucking Jordan 23 and then 45. Like, come on, man.
Hey man, 45 Jordan was whack as fuck.
Man, what was wrong with that Jordan? That's
You know, that was when he came back from retirement and stuff like that because his father had died.
basketball or
because of
baseball.
that, yeah, he went to go play baseball for a minute. Because his father had died because of that gambling debt or something like that. I think like the Russian mob killed him or something, allegedly. Don't sue me.
They said this shit happened. It probably happened.
Shit, I didn't mean to laugh at that. Hey, I did one of them just when I put my hand up on my mouth, like, oh, damn, I did something wrong.
Did he do
Hey. It was one more thing in sports I wanted to hit. RIP to Pernell Sweet Pete Whitaker, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hit by a car, like that's crazy.
Yeah, man, was 55 years old, man. I was like, dog. I remember growing up and watching those Sweet Pete fights, man, back when you used to get that closed circuit of pay-per-view boxing matches. Dog, that dude was a fucking modern marvel. Like he was Floyd before Floyd.
That cat was fast and he hit back.
Yeah. Like, nobody could hit that dude. Like, he would be dodging all them fucking punches. It'd be looking like his opponent was moving in slow motion.
Man, that take a lot of work and practice. Like, you just in the gym, just bobbing and weaving back and forth.
Like, dog, motherfuckers wasn't even rolling them punches. He wasn't even rolling the punches. Like, they legit just wasn't hitting him.
Man. Once you get the timing down, and then you figure out how much energy they exert when they throwing them punches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just find, like, little things that they doing while they throwing it. Like, the dudes he was fighting was probably throwing their shoulder first before they swung, and he saw it.
Yeah, so he can time it.
And then when he throwing that jab, and then you like, damn, how long is he keeping his jab out here? I probably got time. Mm-hmm. Quick. I saw Mike Tyson was getting them cats. I was just be like, that's why I be watching these videos. I'm like, man, I be seeing. I'm like, damn, this dude tuck his glove underneath his other glove when he come back. Or mm-hmm. before he be like, oh, I can tag this cat real quick.
Yep. Yeah, well, they be having them long ass wind ups or whatever. So you just know, like, when they get ready to throw a punch, like, they leave themselves wide open and you can go on here and just knock them.
Yeah, but I told you, I was training on Wednesday. I was holding pads, and this dude, every time he threw a hook, it's coming from, like, the inside of his glove. You know how Floyd Mayweather got that stance?
Mm-hmm.
But that hand would be up a little bit higher, and then he'll swing. I'm like, oh, you're going to get hurt. If somebody be paying. So if you get somebody to pay attention to all that, that's it.
Well, where was you at? Was you at House of Pain, or was you at actual MMA practice?
I was at House of Pain. They was doing a Muay Thai up in there.
Okay, but so y'all gonna start sparring. So ain't like the boot camp or nothing that they run, or like the kickboxing thing.
Nah, it's different. He want to start a fight team, but I don't know. My dude was talking about they need to fix his prices. And I'm like, I can't invite nobody on the new prices.
I was just about to ask you how much, because you got to get a membership to House of Pain, don't you?
You could just do that portion and not the gym part. He was like 120. I said, ooh.
120 a month?
Yeah, for 8 classes. I'm like, that's not going to cut it.
What, just for 8? God damn.
He's like,
I mean, I know he's worth it. I know he worth it, but damn.
He's not doing the prices, though. It's a dude who owned that whole cry thing. I'm like,
oh, damn, that is on the crop. Yeah, okay.
So it's, I don't know. And the gym not included in that membership. That's just to the striking and stuff.
Nah, man, you got to, not if the gym was included in there, from what I've seen in that gym and everything they got in there, then that would be, then you could make a justification for that.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. And that gym looks dope. Everybody in there swole. And the machine's just unique. Like, it's cool.
Damn.
It's out of there. Like, yeah. I really want to train again, but I'm like, he told me I should just teach a class, but I'm like, man.
Damn.
My training back up, my timing back and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit, not under them prices. Nah, I can't fuck with them under them prices. I'm going to take my ass somewhere else. motherfucker ain't got it like that.
But the actual House of Pain is unlimited, and they overnight. You should get the scan in key.
Yeah, that's one of the things why I didn't want to go and join there, because I know, and then they got like a bunch of, like, you know, powerlifting stuff and strongman stuff that, like, you know, your normal commercial gyms ain't gonna have.
Yeah, and they at like around 7 or 8, that should drop off. But I mean, everybody in there working out, so. Ain't nobody paying attention to you.
Exactly. Right. Ain't going to be a bunch of people just sitting around on machines just looking stupid. Like, everybody up in there actually putting in that work.
Yeah, I hate that shit. That's why I was like, these dudes, they just be lifting back and forth. And I was watching. I'm like, hey, this gym is what's up. The owner workout, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that dude, shit. I was like, God, all the dudes swole. I guess he had to be on the gym.
Right. Right, you ain't got no reason not to be swole. Oh man. I only got one more thing on the docket, man. Do we want to talk about Trump? Trump being racist again?
I ain't read nothing about that. I saw the headline and I was like, oh shit, here we go again. Like, yeah, here we go.
So, for those of you who may be living under a rock or people who just like to ignore stuff, y'all President Heathcliff, because he orange and he a giant pussy. Or I guess he'd be white. He can't be Garfield because we actually did have a President Garfield. Yeah, so President Heathcliff, he got them Twitter fingers again, and he said that Ayanna Presley from Massachusetts, AOC from New York, yeah, she from New York, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, both from Minnesota, I believe, congresswoman from Minnesota. He said that they all don't love America and they should go back to where they came from. And if that ain't the most old school dog whistling racism that I've heard. And what's fucked up is all of those women, well, except for Ilhan Omar, she wasn't born in the United States. She was born, I forget what country she was born in, but she's been a citizen since she was 17 years old, like an official citizen. Like, she took the test and everything. And this motherfucker, like, talking that shit or whatever, and then all these damn Republicans ain't saying shit. Like, ain't no Republican saying, like, hey, that ain't cool. The president shouldn't be saying stuff like that. Like, I saw on Fox News, some host on Fox News was just laughing. They was literally laughing about it.
Wow.
I'm just like, dog, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, is this where we've gotten to as a country, to where we ain't hiding the racism no more? Cause you know, just like I do, whatever, like, hell, you know, that was something, that's something that white people would love to say to black people, whatever, go back to where you came from, go back to Africa. Motherfucker, I ain't from Africa. I ain't never been to goddamn Africa. And if anything, my black ass over here because your people brought me over here. Or they brought my people, they brought my ancestors over here. Because y'all wanted some fucking cheap labor because y'all a bunch of lazy fat fucks.
Man. Like, I don't even know. I don't know.
Dude, Trump gonna get somebody fucking killed, man. Because he be stirring up these fucking racists. He gonna get some fucking body killed. He gonna get a Republican or some person of color, politician killed.
Because they're not doing, you pissing these people off, they're not even doing nothing to you. People are just trying to make the world better for themselves, too. And they just immediately or automatically saying they don't like America. I'm like, that's some bull.
Man, that's ignorant, man. Just let these people just exist, just live. Because that's all we trying to all do at the end of the day in this crazy ass world. It just exists.
Yeah. These motherfuckers be, man. I mean, some of these people going to find out the hard way.
That shit was disheartening, man. Just reading that shit. And I was just like, dog, I couldn't help but think. If this was Obama black ass and he would have had said some of that shit to like Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think Paul Ryan is like of Irish descent anyway or whatever. He would have said some shit like that to them. Man, it would be fucking top story. Fox News definitely wouldn't be laughing about it then. They'd be like, oh, we need to impeach that black motherfucker. He can't talk to me like that, but because you're talking to these women of color, it's okay. Everybody laughing about it. Everybody just like, I don't see what's wrong with it. They actually asked a Republican politician what he thought about it, and this motherfucker's reaction was, so what? He literally just said, so what? Like, I'm like, dog, y'all gonna get somebody fucking killed with this fucking rhetoric, man, and then it's gonna be, oh, thoughts and prayers. Because that's what they like to do whenever somebody get killed and they the reason for it. Issue out the motherfucking thoughts and prayers.
Like my ass with them shits.
And I'm just like, dog. I don't get it, dog. I don't get it. And I kind of don't want to understand. But I just want to know, like, what the, like, why y'all hate people so much? Why y'all hate people that are, that look different from y'all from so much? I don't know.
I guess because they, and it's a three pieces, so. And I don't even understand why we just we just different color.
Right. That's all it is. Anyway.
Oh, hey, we could have just stayed where our ancestors was at.
Exactly. Why the fuck did you bring our asses over here if you ain't like us? Idiot. Man. Yeah. Alright, yeah, sorry to bring y'all down. That shit be making me mad, man. It do, dog. So, got throwback. I got a throwback for y'all, dog.
What is...
Man. Damn, I lost it. Oh, okay. It is from Lisa Stansfield. Lisa Stansfield, and no, it has not been around the world. It is her top single from her 1991 album, Real Love. My throwback of the week is All Woman. You remember that song, dog?
Real Love.
I said All Woman. Do you remember that song?
I'm tripping. I'm thinking of Mary J. Blige. I'm trying to think of how it go.
That joint, I may not be a lady, but I'm all woman. My mama used to sing that song, dog. When after she quit my daddy conniving ass.
Oh, that's the from Monday to Sunday. I don't know the tune of that one. It's been a while.
That joint good. That joint, I mean, it brings back memories of, like, you know, like, obviously my mom was, like, hurt. That's why I connect with it. She was hurt, but she was just like, you know what? I'm going to be all right. And she was. So that's why I kind of connected with that song. But that song hit number one on the R&B hip-hop Billboard charts. Stayed there for about like 11 weeks, I think. Bouncing back and forth between like number one and the 11th position. But that joint, man, that All Woman go, dog. That's what motherfuckers still did third verses and a bridge in songs with a hook.
Yeah,
she was telling the whole story, dog. I be feeling that shit, dog. I still be listening to that shit when I'm at work, dog. I'll be getting teary-eyed like shit. I'll be like, God damn, they don't make music like this no more.
I felt when I was listening to the Metallica.
That motherfucking Nicky, hold on, nigga. You was crying listening to Metallica?
Not crying. I mean, they don't make music like this no more in the month.
Like, nigga, that's sick. You crying listening to Metallica.
Nothing else matters. Oh,
shit! Oh damn! Oh man, you got a throwback cinema.
It was more of an instant classic because we was talking about this movie the other day, House Party.
Oh nigga, I thought you about to say. I got the hookup, the first one.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on. Now I got the hookup review.
Anyways. House Party, man. Hey, that's a timeless classic. This got Full Force. If you don't know who they are, look them up. They was with Lisa in the Cold Jam. Mm-hmm. They produced a couple of them, her songs. It's got Pops. Y'all know who Pops is. John Witherspoon.
Bang, bang, bang.
At the beginning of that, I'm going to call the police. Call this live music. Robin Harris, Vanessa Twin.
I'm sorry.
Follow the drip. Drip, 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 drip. George Clinton.
You gonna gonna get it tomorrow.
George Clinton, he had that classic line. I say this all the time. I cry two tears in a bucket. So fuck it. You know, kid and play.
Nigga, that's say, he hurt your hand. I'm sorry. Oh shit, I'm sweating. Dumb motherfucker eyes is big as shit.
Hey, that's a timeless classic. That's got Martin Lawrence on it. That was before the Martin Show came out, actually. Him and Gina in that movie.
Wasn't it before you saw it? Was before you saw Crazy and all that. Like, Martin hadn't even blown up yet.
You didn't even know who he was. I mean, you seen him in Do the Right Thing. I think that was his first movie. And then
he was in Do the Right Thing. Mm.
And then he popped up in House Party, and then right after House Party, Martin aired.
Man.
And Gina, it might have been House. Yeah, it was the first House Party. He's like, oh shit, they on the show now? And that's what's up.
Oh man, god damn.
Since you done talked about it, I got the hookup. Y'all know I got the hookup. 2 came out.
I ain't seen it yet.
Don't watch it. That is the worst. Name a movie you thought was bad. This movie is, it tops it.
I gotta watch it, dog. I gotta watch it, man. Don't
watch this.
Hey, I'm gonna watch it.
Don't fly.
Nah, man. I got to support P, man. Let's hold off till next show, man. I need to watch it because I want to get in on this with you.
Oh.
I'm sorry, dog.
See on fly. We might have made that movie. I got to give it up to him because he kind of grown over the years with his comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just starting to get well put together. And at first, he was just saying some dumb shit, but now it's actually like he done matured in his in the comedy. He's starting to get funny, man. I just hope he don't die out like Chris Tucker and them.
Oh shit. Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Hey, cause this dude he loved it. He was like, hey, I gotta tell this cat was in the Uber. And you know, Uber, you could have like multiple people ride with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you don't even know where you're going. He's like, where you going? You going with us with your stupid ass.
He do be hitting that. He do be here with that with your dumb ass.
You say, who you ride with? With us? Stupid ass. I said, this dude. And then that dude who was doing the Kevin Gates parody.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Stupid Mike or something like that? Remember that cat name? He in that movie, Fat Boy in that movie.
Oh, Fat Boy SSE?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Yeah, I got to go watch this. Nope.
Little Romeo in the movie.
Oh, well, of course.
Hey, AJ, he still can act that same role. I was shocked. I thought he was going to be off a beat.
Hell, boy. AJ ain't been doing... Oh, wait a minute. AJ back in there again?
Yeah.
Man, don't tell me shit else, man. God damn. I got to go see that. I'm on... I think you can rent it, too. I think you can, like, Netflix it or something like that. You ain't got to go to the theaters.
Nope, I watched it on Movies Anywhere. You know, I did the little $6. I kind of pissed off that I did that shit. But hey, I'm gonna tell you this, dog. Look, no, you're gonna find out for yourself. All I'm gonna say is, just tell me I'm not crazy because you can't hear a word they're saying when the music playing. They like playing the music. They playing the soundtrack at the wrong time in the movie.
They ain't edited that joint good.
It did. Yeah, watch this shit. The whole movie, though? Like, you don't even discover the plot until the end of the movie. But
Okay.
Hold on. My dude in that movie, though, I can't... I gotta look it up.
Oh, no.
I gotta look it up. Old dude from Ha Ha. I think he a comedian. The dark-skinned pimp. Say it again. I'm looking for you. Say, nada.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of dude name.
I'm looking it up right now before. Oh, man. I think Anthony McKinley.
Shit, never heard of him. Maybe I know him by some other name.
Oh,
yeah, man.
I got the hook up. That was old dude. Yeah, okay, that was him. Anthony McKinley.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna watch that joint. I'm gonna definitely be ready to jump in for a full review next show.
Hey, y'all watch I Got the Hook Up too. Like, y'all gotta join in on this.
Yeah, man. Hey, you got any parting shots for the good people?
Hey.
What?
Out there. The world is a strange place. Motherfuckers dropping like flies. All of a sudden, heart attack left and right. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if y'all not getting your blood pressure checked or what.
You know, man, you know black men especially don't go to the doctor.
Hey, go to the doctor.
Man, niggas be having half their damn arm falling off. Be like, nah, it's all good. I'm about to go on this Dr. CB diet. I'll be straight.
Look, y'all got kids. Man, come on. Survive.
That's the name of the game.
That's my parting words.
Yeah, man, I echo what B said, man. Y'all take care of yourselves, man. And get some goddamn life insurance for the love of God. I'm so tired of seeing these dudes who be up in the club, have all these pictures on their Facebook pages of them being up in the club or posing with this and that, and then the motherfucker died and they doing a GoFundMe.
Right.
Like, come on, dog. That's sick, dog. At least if you're gonna at least do life insurance so your kids will have something. Like, they can bury your ass in a pine box for all I care. But at least have something for your kids and your family, you know, your wife or whatever, to be able to live off of something.
Right.
Right. You know, and just leaving them in debt without their provider and stuff like that or whatever. But you got all these fucking Jordans and shit that you just stored up in your goddamn closet, but ain't got penny to first on your life insurance. You can't live in this world without insurance.
If he do got all them Jordans, scratch that GoFundMe page. Sell them bitches. They worth money.
Oh no, but you know a lot of these chicks be like, nah, I'm not gonna sell them because he wouldn't want me to sell them. Man, fuck him. He dead now. Sell them motherfuckers. You gotta live now.
Right. Sell them. Shit. He can't. Obviously, he couldn't take them with him.
Good. That's real good right there. That was a good one. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man. Hey, man. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in to a different night. Appreciate y'all. Yeah, man. I ain't got nothing else for y'all, man. Email in, and because we like them emails, we like reading y'all emails. Max, I don't know where the hell you at. I hope you okay. Hope you ain't one of them old black men who they just dropped dead on us because you normally email in every week.
Right. Man, these people keep calling my phone. I'm going to have to start using this on my computer.
Yeah. All right, then, y'all. This has been another episode of Uptown ENT. Holler at y'all next time.
Right. We do on Monday?
Maybe. I am off next Monday.
Since you got a lot of shit to do this week, I guess we just play it by ear, y'all.
Yeah, but we'll... We'll probably post something and let y'all know. Yep. All right. Uptown ENT signing off again.
Sorry for y'all.